mayhem on Ellen, and this afternoon he made his 14th appearance on the show, his most spectacular yet, I would like to point
out. Better.
It was huge. His latest experiment involved not 300, but 3,000 tablets of Alka-Seltzer and a truckload of plastic film canisters. Ellen was terrified. Sounds innocent, but it's not. But then again, you know, why are Steve and Ellen wearing those plastic raincoats? And in a moment, you'll see them, they're wearing helmets, okay? Because, I mean, it was like, it was rain and hail. Watch what happens.
That's dumb. Right. So you get on this end over here. We're gonna just flip it over. Ready? 1, 2, 3, flip it over. Good. Good. Okay, now come over here with me. All right, flip this over. Okay, here it goes. All right, good. Nice. All right, now this is what's good about this, is that these are just gonna, oopsie, we should do this.
That was great.
It was raining down like hail.
It took hours to clean up.
There was a little bit of cleanup. And in fact, I have to say thanks to the producers of The Ellen Show. They released some behind-the-scenes pictures because they kept their cameras rolling because they had to clean that up. And so if you take a look, that's what the studio looked like. It was trashed.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was cleaned up super, super fast. But it was very, very trashed. And you can see it just everywhere. I thought that when we did 3,000 ping pong balls, that was cool, but this lasted so much longer, you know?
Yeah.
And just that effect. But thanks to those people, you know, that's prime time in the afternoon for viewership. And kind of the cool thing is that they allow us to try to make science fun. And
right.
I think that's fun.
Right.
So, hey, watch this. Put your glasses on. I wanted to bring you a little remnant, a little keepsake. So these actually came from the floor.
Canister.
All right. So I picked these and recovered these from the floor. Ready? So here's what happens.
Is
you drop the film can, or drop the Alka-Seltzer inside.
Okay.
It's gonna fizz up. Put the lid on hard. It really is hard. So put it on hard. You got it there. Good. And so it just kind of sets there like that. So watch what happens. It's just building up some pressure. Oh, yeah. See, you did a good job with it. And see, there's a little pop. See, that was wonderful. But then I thought it would be fun. Here, guess what I brought you guys? I brought you this.
Good
so
time.
When I brought, oh, here, Kobrick. You better, here, hang on a second. Hold on.
He has
hold
to
on.
Do another cover, newscast.
Cover up, Kobrick. Cover. Yes. You're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay. It's okay. Oh. It's
I
fine.
Got one.
That's perfect.
Off they go.
Isn't that a great way to do it?
You know, the last time it was paint, as I recall.
Yes. But I saved you, so everything
that
was just fine.
Great.
Is that?
I tell you, 3,000 of those, that was the most remarkable thing. I mean, that was an incredible thing to watch today.
You know the best thing of all? I messed up your hair just a little bit.
Well,
viewers all over have said, if you can mess up Kobrick's hair,
not a problem.
That would be fine.
Not a problem.
Hey, thanks. We had a blast. I wish you could have seen this in the hotel room trying to take out 3,500 Alka-Seltzers.
Oh,
they thought that there was probably some illegal activity going on in the room.
There's a meth lab in the hotel.
Everywhere. And you can kind of see here. I mean, look at what happened there.
My gosh.
Carly and Jeff and Brian Higgins, they're all kind of helping out. And back behind stage, you can kind of see what it looked like. We prepped them in these boxes and then attached the boxes underneath.
How much?
5 hours solid
of
trying to get that whole thing together. And then that's us trying to put them up and underneath there and under the boards, just hoping and praying that they wouldn't go. Like I said, we've never done that. We only did 200 in rehearsal.
Yeah.
So, but I've never made this kind of mess on the news desk before the 5 o'clock show either.
No.
So,